Portland Star, funky music, sure enough, turns me on. That's on Tamala. We got 11 minutes after 5 o'clock. When I said that was a new record, I meant it was new in respect that it just come out here, because I heard this record about a year ago, close on, and I know that Edwin Starr will be coming over here to do some touring around, or at least some dates, because I've seen him up on the billboards in a lot of places, and I suspect that they've released this on the strength of that, more than anything else. He probably doesn't have anything newer to release over here, or perhaps he does, I'm not quite sure, but I don't think outside of the hardcore Edwin Starr fans that this is going to do too well. Pete Murray, sorry, let's start off with Mike Lennox.
Yeah, well, the title, Funky Music Sure Enough Turns Me On, happened here in the studio, I think, for all of us, because when it happened, we started clapping and banging about and enjoying it. And if one is able to dance, which I'm not, as a matter of fact, I would dance to it at the discotheque, but I don't think it's going to be a hit. Turns me on, but I can't dance enough.
Well, on the flip side of this, it's very interesting to notice, because it wasn't on the American one, I don't think. They have Cloud Nine, which I do like quite a bit. So I'm glad to get the B-side anyway. Pete Murray.
Well, maybe, in fact, they've got the wrong side of the A-side. That so often happens, isn't it? Funky music does certainly turn me on, but that record doesn't really turn me on all that much, because apart from the rhythm and the backing, which is typical Tamla Motown backing, which I like, the song, for me, does nothing at all.
All right. Let's go back to Mike Lennox right now, because, Mike, you've been looking through all the week's releases, I believe, and come up with something for us.
Oh, you were going to ask me why I chose this one, were you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was lying in bed this morning listening to Wagner's Walk, and the producer of the program rang up and said, what do you want as your record? I said, I don't know. I haven't heard most of them. And he played me this one, and I said, yeah, that's naturally me. It's country and western feel. J.F. Murphy and Salt, If Wishes Were Horses. It's a nice one. I hope you like it.
You may say it's a childish dream. Maybe so, I cannot write the same. All I know is that children at play never carry the hatred.